You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3.
Powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. The Nissan Clearout Sales Event is on. Lease the 2019 Qashqai S for zero down from $279 a month at 3.6% APR for 64 months. Scarborough Nissan. Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.
Final Hour Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app. And now up on TSN 2, Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan, our buddy Rod Black, the legendary Rod the Bod Black, will join us from Scotiabank Arena in about 5 minutes, about an hour away from tip-off. Kawhi Leonard making his triumphant return, the board man and the fun guy back in town. New Balance had to get in on that act as well.
Yes.
Had to make sure that New Balance was involved at the Eaton Center all day today. I think we stumbled across something here, though. Some people texting in and tweeting in about what the Raptors could give Kawhi tonight that would be really corny, maybe have a Canadian flair, but it's not something that we're necessarily proud of.
Right.
Like, are we proud of the moose? Like a moose. Is that, you know how that's our big thing up here?
I'm not.
You know, or the beaver. You know what I mean? Like, as a Canadian, do you have to be proud of that animal?
Walk around with maple syrup in your suitcase when you travel to the States?
No, I'm not proud of a moose.
You're not proud of a moose?
He's had several mooses lately.
Right.
I'm
talking about the animal here.
No, I'm not proud of a moose. I don't think, like, oh, man.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's the Canadian thing.
You gave me, like, a crystal moose? I'm like, no.
I could see that tonight. Here's a crystal moose.
What about a nookshuck?
What the hell is that?
You know what a nookshuck is.
I've never heard of that.
I'm afraid to say I don't know it because I'm going to get roasted. Like, it's something we should know.
It's like at the top of Whistler, or it's in Collingwood. It's like you put two rocks and then one's a
corner. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a nookshuck.
Okay. I didn't know that was the name of it, but that would be something they'd give, a crystal nookshuck. And Kawhi, you could see him just being like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with this.
Yeah. Throw it out on the way out.
Thanks so much.
I'm giving this to a fan on the way out.
Yeah.
I don't like it when, like, from Canada, like maple syrup. Like, I get it. I like maple syrup and respect it, but I don't want to. That's not the thing.
Right.
Don't hand that out.
Like, will there be, like, you know, the Mountie police in the building tonight because they're going to be there representing Canada? You know, that's our thing.
I don't know. I don't think you go overboard. I think you give them the ring. I do believe he is going to address the crowd. I believe he will make a small speech. Do you think so? What's your Jerry's percentage?
No, I'm not expecting that.
You're 0% on Kawhi speaking to the crowd.
Well, I'm not going to say 0%. It's all up to him.
Yeah, and what he says, he's going to not. He doesn't want to do it. He's, hey, hey, hey.
Right. Like, I'm sure the Raptors would love that. From a theater perspective, TSN would love it. We get the game on TV and radio tonight.
Right.
That's exactly what you hope for. He takes the mic and starts spitballing for 5 minutes about, you know, how much he loved it here and all that kind of stuff. But it's not going to happen.
And it's disingenuous.
It's completely disingenuous, and that's why he won't do it. Like, that's what we established at 4 o'clock. We were reviewing what he had to say in the scrum. All the media's down there, and they're just praying he's going to start, you know, wax poetically about, you know, I was walking around Yonge Street last night FaceTiming my wife, and she was in tears. She misses Toronto so much. And
no way.
He's not going to do that. No. That's not who he is. There are guys that would do that.
Did you know
completely
fake. You knew there was trouble when he said, I had to buy a winter jacket when I came here. Guy's never worn a winter jacket.
Right. But he did spend a year here, and it was a remarkable year where he won a title. But you know what I'm saying? There are guys who would fake
Two athletes that have left recently, I know, would have that more of that sentiment. Kadri,
yes,
and Stroman.
Yes, exactly. When they come in, you know, you go down there and it's going to be, oh, man, I miss walking around the Eaton Center. And sometimes I go to Yorkdale and people are like, I go to Yorkdale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Marcus Stroman used to go there.
Right.
And him talking about, I got the city, you know, the skyscrapers tattooed on my back and the CN Towers.
That's not Kawhi.
Kawhi's not going to do that.
No,
because Kawhi's not going to lie to anybody. He's not going to put forth a show because you want a show. And that's why I think, again, if they were to go to him and say, would you mind saying a few words? I think he'd look them in the eye and say, no. Or why?
Yeah.
He'd say why. He'd be like, why would I speak? I don't play for your team anymore. Yeah. And I think there is, again, what we talked about earlier. The Raptors need to be careful here. Don't look desperate. Don't come off as if, you know, you lost a chunk of yourself and you've got no self-esteem because the old flame is back in town. You're 16-7. You got a game to play as well. Go out there and win it.
I agree.
And Kawhi, yeah, he was here. He was great. He's gone. He left you. So don't treat him as if he's some god. He's not.
No, but I
show
still
him the respect he deserves.
You can do that in that 15-minute window.
Now that's the fine line, to show him the respect that he deserves. And I already said, like, put his number up and have a banner, Ring of Honor, whatever. Do the Raps have a Ring of Honor?
No, they don't.
Start one, and he can be the first guy in it. Then you can go after that. Go to Vince Carter, you can go to whatever, but start with him.
That's right.
You
I
also
think.
Have
start
to
a
understand
tradition.
That he, like, how much love, like, I know you have to show him the love, but this guy picked another team, and they kind of ripped your heart out and said, I'm not coming back here. You have to recognize that, too, where it's like, we love you, man, you deserve this, but that's enough.
Yeah. I think
it's
you
a fine line to have. I don't know how you balance doing that.
Well, I think they'll find it tonight. I think the balance is video montage, give him the ring, have Tannenbaum, Messiah out there, have the players, his teammates who he's really close with.
Right.
He's not close with Messiah or Tannenbaum. He's close with Lowry and Ibaka, Siakam, you know, his guys that he was on the journey with. Have them show the respect to him. Give him the ring. He's going to give it to a trainer on the Clippers and then go play.
Yeah.
And maybe throughout the night, you show different countdowns of the best plays he had as a Raptor.
Right.
Right? Like at halftime, I'd say it's going to be a Kawhi Leonard montage of some of his best plays.
I would always base it on how the game's going. The Raps are winning big. Show a bunch of highlights. They're losing? Nada. Nada.
See, that's where you have to
get drubbed at home. That's the last thing
you got
to see.
You got to remove yourself from.
I guess
it's a league game in December. You know, like these guys are going to try hard, but the Raptors are decent in the standings. They're like, this is not going to make or break their season. I think you give Kawhi your love. You go and play them as hard as you can, and I guarantee you, if there's some sort of after party, all of those guys are there anyways. And they're going to go and have some drinks with them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, by all accounts, it sounds like Nazem Kadri had dinner and hung out with some of the guys the night before that he played as hard as he could against
the Leafs.
Well,
we were trying to think
Tyson
of...
Tyson Berry, vice versa.
You know, other returns to the city that have the same feel, and really there isn't... This is so unique.
Well, it's a championship. It's tied to a championship.
Championship, so and he left immediately. He didn't play again.
Right.
Like, Elamar eventually moved on and came back. But after he won his World Series, he played again as a Blue Jay.
Okay.
When Sundin came back, he had never won. Like, revered, beloved. Everyone loves Matt Sundin, but it was almost like, thanks for everything, but we just came up short.
Didn't Wendell have two tours of duty here?
Yep.
Three.
Did he? I thought he only came back one time. Like, he got traded back here from the Islanders.
Yeah, I think I was playing with him.
He came back here multiple times.
Did he? Well, that was cool. Like, when Wendell came back as a Maple Leaf, I remember that. Like, there was a lot of buzz in the city. He was back. They missed him.
I think this is just so unique. I would hate to see the moment dumbed down because they overthink it and go, oh, we can't do this because it would look this. And, like, this is so new. This is,
well, aren't we
this
gonna
is the most
air
unique
the,
situation.
We have the game. Aren't we going to air it?
Yeah, it's on at 7. We got it.
Oh, but 6:45.
I don't think it's starting at 6:45. I think my understanding is they've told the fans to be in their seats by 6:45.
Right, so it'll probably start at 7.
Yeah, knowing that some fans are still going to come in a little bit late and probably right at 7 or right before it, they're going to call them out to the, you know.
I think you're going to get to see
the half court
broadcast right at 7.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know that that's a part of it. Like ESPN, I think it's ESPN that's up here, and obviously TSN.
Imagine if they didn't broadcast it. Like,
yeah,
no, we did it at 6:45. Sorry.
Hook us up and make sure that we're on the air, right? So you'll be able to hear it on TSN 1050 and watch it on TSN 4. But I think the 6:45 was more about, you know,
making sure everyone's in the
building. Try to get here, knowing everyone will not be in their seats by that point. So let it breathe for 10 or 15 minutes and then fire it up tonight.
Let the tat man go down and give him a yes guy, no guy.
That should be a part of the agreement tonight. That should be the gift he gets. Yes guy, no guy with the tat man right before the game.
An exclusive with the tat man. Yeah.
Here's your ring. Here's the tat man. Yes guy, no guy.
Yes guy, no guy. Your Uncle Dennis rinsed us.
Yes guy.
Yeah.
Yes guy, no guy. You actually like Steve Ballmer.
No guy. Pretty cool.
I actually
is he in
like
town?
Him.
Have we heard anything about Steve Ballmer?
Do you guys despise him? I kind of like him.
I don't despise the guy. I think
he's definitely an eccentric.
I think he's annoying.
The guy's worth $50 billion.
Good for him.
Good for him.
And
do you want to go for a beer with that guy?
I kind of would. You know why? Because I think there would be stories upon story of him going, yeah, I think I'm going to buy that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to like.
Great. He's talking about his own money the whole night.
Yeah, but
think he cares about you? I think Steve Ballmer cares about your take on anything.
I think I could be friends with him.
Here might be the dumbest tweet I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Someone tweeting in, for the record, Leaf fans do not love Matt Sundin. You'd be lucky to get 50-50.
What?
That's probably the dumbest tweet I've ever seen.
What did he ever do?
Block the person.
Well, you can't block him. But block him.
The handle is Wendell is God.
But why would, if he loves Wendell, why would he not love Matt?
I don't know. I guess because, listen, Matt's, people wanted him to waive his no trade so that they could get the rebuild going. He didn't do that. But to suggest that at best it's 50-50.
That's a little.
Get real.
What was the statement the other day that we had? What was our like catch line that we had on Monday or Friday?
I don't remember.
We played it.
Get your damn act together.
Jerry Jones.
Okay. We just lost Rod Black. That's why. Well, it wasn't because we didn't get to him. He's got something else he's got to do.
Oh, sorry. We're rambling?
No, it wasn't like he was like, you guys are talking for 15 seconds. He clearly, I don't know what he's doing. The grappler's going to run through the...
He just said, I have to do another hit.
He must have to go do another SportsCenter hit or something.
So you should tell the grappler to get his damn act together.
Get your damn act together.
There you go. Play that for the grappler.
I couldn't remember what the drop was.
Like. Well, yeah, you didn't. You just said it was. I understand. Now it makes sense. But if you said Jerry Jones, then I would be like, I'm on it.
No, this Wendell is God.
Yeah.
Get your damn act together.
Get your damn act together. To suggest that Matt Sundin. Now it's never 100%. Like Kawhi coming back tonight isn't 100%.
There was somebody in the building that hates his guts.
Yeah, absolutely. That he left. Like, it's not like it's hard to understand. I don't feel this way, but it's not like it's a crazy thought. How could this guy... All we hear from athletes is all they want to do is win. They want to win. He wins a title. If he comes back, they're clearly the favorites to win. Yeah. Don't tell me the Lakers would be, or Milwaukee or Boston. If Kawhi Leonard is on the Raptors team, who are 16-7 without him, they're clearly the favorite to win it again.
Okay.
But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to win in L.A. with his guy. Uh-huh. It's more about, and this is more about, I think, what's going on in the NBA. It's all about player empowerment, players calling the shots. Like, the power move that he pulled off and used the Raptors in many ways to get what he wanted.
Right. Baller move.
Unbelievable.
The baller move.
Unbelievable. I'm coming here, and you're going to get Paul George. Like, that's what you're going to do. And they gave away, what, 5 first-round picks or something like that?
Yeah.
Crazy amount of picks and prospects to get his guy. And then he comes to L.A. and signs for 2 years.
And Ballmer goes,
and Ballmer's like, what am I going to do? He owns us. Like, there's a guy worth $50 billion, and Kawhi Leonard owns him.
Yeah.
Owns him. And guess what? Kawhi would own Masai and Tannenbaum and Bell and Rogers, too.
Yeah.
Because they would have given him the same thing.
And Christy Pitts.
Potentially. All right, we'll come back and we'll track down our boy Rod Black. Something's going on down there.
We love
Rod. He's a busy guy. You know, he's got SportsCenter. He's got other things going on. Maybe he just saw someone that he knows and he's like, I'm out of here.
Well, you have to think it's you have to think it's chaos down there.
It is chaos down there. It is. So
listen, you know, he did. He ran into somebody.
Okay. All right. You can text us 105050 with your name. On Twitter, at HayesTSN. Raptors in action tonight. We'll get back into the Leaf game. We've got some great Belichick audio as well, because he's getting hammered about Spygate 2.0.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
He should be. As if he knows nothing about that.
Well, he's got He's got an answer for you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play it. We'll get into it. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. All right, we got a pair of tickets to give away. Leafs taking on the Rangers Saturday, December 28th. Every day this week, we will provide the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. And on Friday, you have a chance to call in and name that Leaf. Today's clue: since retiring, this former Leaf has remained in the game as both a front office member and a hockey analyst. Raptors Clippers tonight on TSN 1050, on TSN 4. Bedlam down there. The board man is back. Fun guy is back. He's getting his ring in about 40 minutes. Let's head down there now and catch up with our main man, Rod Black. We knew he'd come through. Yes. What's going on down there, Rod?
It's been a little crazy, you know, trying to deal with Leo's issues and Sam's and Sam's constant bickering. Nice to see that you're back and healthy. That's all good. But it is crazy. I got to tell you, it feels like the NBA Finals again. Last time I had a feeling in this building like this was when Kawhi Leonard was a Raptor.
Roddy, do you think there's going to be anything more than the ring ceremony? I mean, are they going to do... Have you heard any whispers about a statue, maybe a a number? I don't know, but it's a pretty special talent that achieves something special. It's got to be more than just the ring, doesn't it?
I'm sure there'll be a video tribute. And I know Kawhi, I'm not sure he'll grab the mic. I think Kyle might say a few words. Kyle's going to present the ring to him, I understand. Knowing Kawhi Leonard, there will not be a tear in his eye. I would suggest, though, that I think it'll mean something to him. I think this city did mean something to him. And I had a chance to chat with him in the preseason, and he really had a sense. I got more out of him in the preseason this year when he was a member of the Clippers and practically the last few years because he was such a stoic guy. But at the same time, you know, the people who are around him, you know, they talk about a different guy, the different teammate. And I just think he's not comfortable in a media scrum in a situation. However, when he does say something, you guys, even though it's only a sentence, it's usually something important. He doesn't waste words, is what I'm saying. And so I think it'll be special for him. I think it's going to be more special for the people in the building here tonight because they want to be part of it.
Yeah, it's a big ticket. I think it's the biggest ticket of the year.
Get this. So I'm one of the Raptor back staff, one of the equipment staff was, I think it was, I'm not sure whose ticket it was. I guess Kawhi was looking for a ticket for the game and showed me the price of a courtside. $3,400 for a single ticket courtside. That's not a scalp ticket, by the way. That's the price. That's O-Dog money.
That's telling me Kawhi Leonard was asking training staff for a ticket?
Well, he was looking for a ticket earlier today because the tickets, quite frankly, you can't get a ticket to this game.
Dude, Kawhi Leonard could get a ticket, Roddy.
I could, but I mean, for the two guys who played pro sports in there, who are the cheapest people besides broadcasters? Pro athletes. Very cheap.
Well, and when they're in both worlds, it's off the charts.
So I saw him with his ticket, and he had his ticket.
So who's he bringing? Like, is Uncle Dennis sitting courtside
that
tonight?
Would be interesting to see if it is. I don't know if Uncle Dennis is.
Not be Steve Ballmer.
You know who it is? It's going to be somebody.
Plant guy. It's plant guy.
It's going to be somebody that he befriended in the 1 year that he was here. It's like his grocery guy or his dry cleaner or something. It's flat out the one person that we would not expect.
Or maybe his partner came. I don't know. I'm not sure. But you would have thought it probably was somebody last minute who asked him for a ticket earlier today because clearly this was a last minute thing. But I saw Kawhi warming up. It just looks different because he's in a Clipper jersey. But, you know, he was giving the hugs and the high fives and the fist pumps to all the Raptor training staff, the director of sports science, Alex McKechnie, who's kind of responsible for resurrecting his career, was there. And as celebratory or as warm as you thought it would have been, maybe it's because of the temperature outside, guys, it was very businesslike. The whole thing today has been very businesslike, but that is going to probably change in about 35 minutes or so.
With Rod Black, who's down there at Scotiabank, Raptors Clippers tonight on TSN Radio and up on TSN 4. Have you seen the owner of the Clippers, Steve Ballmer? Do you know if he's in town or what?
I have not, but I tell you what, I will hear him.
Yeah, if he's there, you'll hear him.
He's a character. He virtually can buy whatever he wants. I will tell you one thing I have noticed. I have not seen a team with their stars being accompanied to the court by more security or staff than since when the Chicago Bulls were here back in 95 and 96 with Michael. It seemed every time Paul George came out, accompanied by somebody. Kawhi Leonard comes out, accompanied by somebody. Lou Williams comes out, accompanied by somebody. But, I mean, it's almost an antithesis compared to what the kind of guy Doc Rivers. And I know Doc really well. I had a chance to talk with him earlier. I said, what's it like to have our guy? That's your guy now. He says, man, I can't believe I get paid to coach this guy. And he said the same thing that we've been talking about, Cyborg. Matt Devlin's staring at me right now, rather creepily, by the way.
Oh, good.
Hang on. Here, say hi to the boys.
Who are the boys?
Wow, you're big time when you get your own radio. You don't have to call in on a cell phone. This guy gets the whole thing.
Yeah. Hold on. What's up down there? What's going on down there?
What's going on? There's a guy here. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
And he's a board man that got paid.
Okay. Are you jacked for tonight? I mean, you've called a lot of Raptors games in your career. How would you compare this one, Matty, to everyone else, every other game you've done?
Well, look, it's... you know, at the end of the day, I think it's great that Kawhi comes back, that the fan base is able to be here. Hopefully, everybody, we all know Toronto traffic is here by 6:45 to see him receive his ring. But, you know, it's interesting, and you guys would know this, having played, that you kind of move on. And I think everybody from a team perspective with the Raptors are like, we're a quarter of the way through this. Like, we've kind of moved on, and you have a little bit of moments, you know, throughout the course of the year that, you know, come back up, and this is one of them.
With Matt Devlin, apparently, down at Scotiabank.
I mean, how about that? Let me give you back to Rod.
No, we'd rather talk to you. Roddy's got other things to do.
Roddy has nothing else to do. Oh,
Matty,
wait a minute.
The first three, you gotta give some respect to King City, Ontario. Ontario.
I'm gonna write that down right now. King City. The first three, or at least if I can remember, within the first dozen threes, if there's that many, King City will get the shout-out.
Do you write
Roddy just said Stouffville, too.
Okay.
St. Albert, Alberta.
St. Albert, I'm definitely. I've not shouted out St. Albert. I'm definitely going to do that.
Do you write those down beforehand? Like, do you have the towns ready for the three balls?
You know what? I do not. Typically, I don't. It's whatever comes to mind, although some people hit me up on Twitter every now and again. And so sometimes I will just jot them down right before I go on the air so I can remember St. Albert, Stouffville, and King City. But I think those are pretty much embedded in my brain. I'm ready to roll now. Now I'm ready to go.
Now you're ready
now
to
Now we're
call.
Ready. Let's go, old dog.
Okay.
Let's go, buddy.
There we go.
All right, hold on. Here's Roddy Black. Okay?
All right, buddy. Good seeing you.
He's looking at me. By the way, can I get half of his fee for appearing?
Yes, you can. It's zero. You can split zero. All right.
You know what's amazing about that, guys?
What's that?
That is not even Matt Devlin. That's a Matt Devlin impressionist. I was pretty good, that dude.
He was pretty good, man.
Yeah. And I told him he's getting half a fee, so half a fee of nothing is nothing.
Exactly. And we're getting a King City, a Stouffville, and a St. Albert, Alberta shout-out tonight.
I love that.
So look forward to that. All right, Roddy. Well, we'll let you go, man. You sound like a busy guy down there.
I don't know. I'm not really that busy. I'm not that big of a deal like you guys, but anyway.
Okay. Well, say
it should be fun. It should be fun tonight, and I hope everybody's listening. Hope everybody's watching. It's only one of 82, but I think it's going to be a special one.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. Say hi to Kawhi for us.
We will. I know what he'll say.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Enjoy.
All right, see you guys.
There's Rod Black down there just passing the headphone.
It is kind of funny.
It's great. Well, Devlin's like, hey, sitting there. Matt. Jack will be down there. Sam's down there. Leo. Kate Burness is down there. Everyone's
down there. If you did have to pass the microphone to somebody, I'm glad it's Matt. Like, what if it was just
some random dude?
Yeah, who else? Who would you be fine with? But who would you not be fine with if you passed a microphone to?
Like, just some random. I can't think of anybody in particular. I want to know who Kawhi's getting that ticket for. That's all I can think of now.
I'm telling you right now, I would bet money on it.
I'm telling you, it is so nuts that this guy's asking a trainer for a ticket. You're Kawhi Leonard. You call up Jerry Tannenbaum and say, hey, bud, what's up?
Well, he should have done that in the summer. But I don't know if Tannenbaum's sitting there saying, yeah, Kawhi, I'm going to do you a favor.
I guarantee you it's a last-minute thing, and it's his dry cleaner. It's his pizza delivery guy. It is somebody that came out of the woodwork that was good to him and he likes, and he's like, yeah, I'll hook you up. and he runs into the trainer. Oh, I forgot. I need one ticket for
Joe Schmatz. By the way, what trainer has
Joe
a courtside Schmatz? Ticket?
Nobody has a courtside ticket.
No, the trainer takes it to the team services guy. The team services guy goes, yeah, no problem. I still have your credit card on file. I'll charge $3,500 on it, which you won't even notice because you make 30 sheets a year. It's not going to be a problem.
New Balance should pay for it.
New Balance. I'm telling you right now, we're going to find out who it is. It is. Who's your? You've got a Greek. Remember, you used to go for lunch at that Greek place. Remember, a couple of years back, you used to when you lived more north. I don't want to put you on the spot now. It's like
Greek
that
place?
Guy. By your car wash place. You always had a car wash and a Greek place.
I went to Grazzi. It was an Italian place.
I know the Grazzi guys.
I feel like there was a Greek spot too.
I remember we talked about that.
But it's like we're interviewing Kawhi Leonard. Like,
exactly.
Can you not give us an answer? Or are you
but I don't know what you're talking about, a Greek spot.
I'm just saying you have a friend. It would be like, I have a buddy that I used to go to his restaurant.
Right.
Like your Grazzi guys.
Reaching
they come out of nowhere.
You came in all the time.
I know, but it's like you get him a green or a, like, why do you got to get a courtside?
I don't know.
The bottom line is Kawhi Leonard, of all people, can get that hooked up.
Easily.
Yes. Easily.
And he could pay for it. He could reach out to somebody, or he could get his people to do it. He reaches out to his agent or to New Balance, I'm not even joking, and says, hey.
Yeah, get this done.
Fire it up. We got someone here. I hope it's somebody that's never been to a sporting event and, like, walks out onto the court and tries to, like, shake his hand. Hasn't seen him.
Yeah.
Just reached out via text and it's like, waving at him while he's playing the game. That would be outstanding.
By the way, my Greek spot is La Castillo, my buddy Spiro.
Okay, well, that like you looked at me like I had a third eye.
I was just trying to do the math.
Get your damn act together.
I guess I should.
Yeah.
I knew there was a Greek spot, too.
We talked about it
all the time.
There was a car wash place and a Greek place close to it. You told me about
that. That was in Etobicoke, though, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I know what you're talking about. That's just Greek.
Okay.
Like, but that's not my buddy's place. I know that
I'm just
guy.
Saying, you make a return to Toronto, all of a sudden, a guy that you hadn't talked to in 5 years comes out of the woodwork and says, I need a ticket for tonight.
I'll tell you what. We stayed at the Westin in Toronto. I had some of the most outrageous phone calls right to my room from people that I knew when I was a like small kid.
Yeah.
Hey, it's so-and-so's mom and dad. We want to come to the game. I'm like, I don't care. What do you want me to do? I can't get... It's a day of the game.
Yeah.
No, I had a teammate that pulled this once. He said, I've had enough. He said he'd never spoken to this relative, but every time he got to Vancouver, there would be a message on his light. The light would be going in his hotel room saying, I need 8 tickets for tonight. He said it was clockwork. He said, I never spoke to him, and I never got a thank you or anything from him. So he said, the one time I decided, okay, I'll leave him. COD. Said he never heard from the guy ever again.
Oh, yeah. He showed up.
No, didn't show. He showed up, had to pay for them, so he didn't pay for them. So what happens is the player gets jammed up. You put your credit card down.
So he had to pay for them.
He had to pay for 8 tickets, but he said it was worth it to make that guy go away.
So the tickets ultimately never got used.
They got used by, like, yeah, they get put back in, but he had to pay for them.
Right. But no one claimed them, and no one went to watch the game.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. All because he got rid of, like, an uncle.
Well, you know that guy showed up. He had 7 people with him, big time, and were going down to the game and got up there and looked around and said, I cannot believe.
These are COD, and they're $280.
I
got to
pay $1,600 for these tickets. Yeah. I am ninja dust.
Yeah.
And that guy disappeared.
Yeah.
Good for him. Someone texting in wondering, does Matt Devlin get an Elmer Fudd tonight? If he drops King City, Stouffville, and St. Albert.
Yes.
Yes.
He has to.
But I don't think he can do all three.
He can. They'll hit three balls tonight. I don't think he does it for every single three ball. Like, if it's a massive shot.
Just a significant one, yeah.
But not even. It's got to be almost an irrelevant, like, hey, throw away second quarter, they're up by 10. Hey, there it is from Stouffville, Ontario. If someone hits a game winner tonight for three, he's not going to get St. Albert, Alberta in.
But so what if it's from half court?
Yeah, maybe.
If it's a half quarter, that's where you get the St. Albert, Alberta.
He should keep the out-of-province call for the biggest shot of the game.
Exactly.
Like Stouffville and King City, he's probably mentioned them before.
I'm sure he has.
St. Albert, I doubt that has ever... I'll bet you he's never even heard of St. Albert, Alberta.
No.
With all due respect to our boy Matt Devlin, who's been here for a long time now.
Yeah. But he's probably looking for new material.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've heard the...
Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I like it. All right. We'll get Al's brother back in here, or maybe he'll stay behind the booth for one more take.
He's got to be sexy in the dark for one more
horny hot take, courtesy of Jerry, read by Al's brother. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Look back in the Leaf win one more time last night as well. Start teeing up their game tomorrow in Calgary. Should be a fun one.
Yeah.
Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
Welcome to Jerry's After Dark, where all of your wildest hot takes come to life. Because Jerry's always in the mood for one more, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, so it's even dark in Al's brother's booth. Look at how sensual it looks in there.
It is the perfect scenario for
it
him.
It is romantic.
It's a champagne lounge.
There's hot and heavy.
Candle lit in there.
Al's brother stepping in because Jerry is off this week. One more horny hot take.
Can you see back there, Al's brother?
I can see greatly. I've got the incense burning. The lights are dimmed. We're in the mood for one more horny hot take. You guys ready?
Love it.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
All right. Not that anyone is surprised, but Odell Beckham Jr. wants out of Cleveland, but he's stuck there and will start next season as a Brown.
Very sexy take.
Yeah.
No way. Big time players play where they want to play. If they want out of a situation, they get out.
And he wants out.
But how big time of a player is he?
Oh, he's big time. Last
2 years ago,
he's the best wide receiver in the game.
He's been no good.
No, but he's
year.
Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens are the, like, he's relying on those two.
He's been injured too.
Yeah, he wants out. I mean, that's just abundantly clear. He wants out, but the Browns, look what they gave up. They gave up picks. They gave up a player. It's 1 year. They have to keep him. You have to. Like, you've got to get to him and say, there's no way we can get back the amount of, you know, picks and prospects we gave away for you, or right, players. Give us another shot with a new coach, because Freddie Kitchens is out.
That's the lock.
And trust us that Baker Mayfield will get his act together.
And he's saying no way.
Well, he wants out. I mean, he's not saying that on the record. He's letting the media do his bidding for him. But
I wasn't on the show when you guys were talking about that Baker Mayfield calling out the trainers. I was just floored. Floored.
This guy's got a problem.
Overrated, overhyped thing in sports.
Yeah, he is.
It's a joke.
Yep. I can't defend him, man. He's my boy. He's been a joke all year.
Brutal. Could you see Odell in New England?
Yeah, I could. I could see old Belichick sniffing around. We got some audio from Bill.
Well, he may not have some picks or anything left.
They might be going to the league.
Exactly.
I'm going to say 70% Beckham Jr. in Cleveland week one next year.
I'm saying 100% he is not there at all week one.
68%.
Okay. You want to hear from Bill Belichick here?
Yeah.
We should get Al's brother's percentage on this.
Yeah.
Al's brother, do you have a percentage on Odell Beckham Jr. being a Brown week one next year?
I'm going to go 48%.
All right. Very sensual. Very nice.
I'm 100%. He's not. I'm 0%.
You're 0%. Yeah.
Zero.
So Bill Belichick was up on the podium today. He's getting ready for Cincinnati. He's got some tape he wants to go watch. And they were just peppering him. Like, he hates that media room, but it's because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because the media in Boston, they hate him, too. He treats them all like garbage.
Okay, then don't send a video guy to record the coaches in Cincinnati, and you don't have to answer these questions.
He claims he's already said what he's got to say. So he got up to the podium, and this is what went down earlier today.
I told you everything. Look, Mr. Kraft made a statement. The team made a statement. That's all I need to add.
Have you reached out?
Do not have anything to add.
Zach Taylor?
Do not have anything to add.
I love it, though.
Like, I guess what else is he going to do or say? He's not going to incriminate himself, Robert Kraft.
Well, he eliminates any further questions. It's like, we've already made a statement. Do not ask me about this.
Yeah,
and then as soon as someone tries to, he's like, no.
He's perfected that.
Yeah.
He doesn't give you anything. Nothing.
It is
the biggest story in pro sports. Spygate 2.0, and he is right in the middle of it.
Yeah, and he's like good.
Not talking.
Do not have anything to add.
Yeah, nothing.
I kind of think it's brilliant. Like, he just flat out denies it. Now, how is he going to have that conversation when Goodell calls him?
He's going to have something to add at that point. When Roger Goodell calls you in, you better not be dropping this line.
They're going to drop the hammer on these guys for this nonsense.
I think they will, again. Yeah. I fully expect that they will. Even if the explanation is clear and cut, like there's a smoking gun. No, this was Robert Kraft specifically. Then Kraft will be the one that gets hit.
Bobby Kraft, man, this guy is...
He needs to relax. And I know, and you know exactly what I mean.
He needs a trip to Florida.
He needs to get to South Florida ASAP. Can you imagine tracking his bird right onto the roof of the Orchids of Asia?
And a roasted turkey and oiled up and chill. Not Netflix and chill. Roasted turkey and chill.
Yeah. He needs to just blow off some steam.
Yeah, he is.
Because it's getting hot and heavy under the collar for old Bobby Kraft.
These guys don't care.
Well, Bobby Kraft's probably saying, just hammer me with a fine.
Yeah, that's what it'll
be. Increase the fine and don't take our draft
picks. But there's no fine that's going to hurt this guy. Like, it's like when the Clippers, they fined Steve Ballmer $50,000. Like, what's the point?
He's worth $50 billion.
Pretty cool! Pretty damn cool!
What is the point of that?
There is.
Like, you're embarrassing yourself. Just say, you know what, there isn't a number we can give you.
Yeah.
We're going to go publicly and say we don't like it. That's it. We're going to issue a statement. We're not going to fine you $50,000. It makes it a joke.
I actually think it's funny.
It is funny. I'll bet you Ballmer was never even told about that.
What if they fine him like $10? Like we're not getting
equivalent.
It's not even the equivalent. $50,000 for him is a nickel for the average person.
It's seriously crazy.
$50,000, he's worth like $60 billion.
Billion,
and it's accumulating. The guy's still got stocks in Microsoft.
Yeah, it's growing.
He owns a team that's just going to continue to grow in value.
Yeah, $50,000 is feathers to him.
It's a nickel for you and I. Imagine getting fined a nickel.
Yeah, maybe a loony.
Maybe a loony. Imagine TSN came in and said,
you know what?
We didn't like what you said earlier. We're going to fine you $1.
Yeah. Give me a loony out of your pocket right now.
That'll really change how we, you know, operate around here.
That is,
real.
True.
Time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Looking at the NBA point spread tonight. I am on Houston big in Cleveland. Boston getting plus points in Indiana. I'll take it. And I think Chicago rolls at home against Atlanta. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. Don't forget, we're only giving away two more trips before Christmas for TSN 1050 Superfan Spring Break, an ultimate hockey vacation, courtesy of BookSeats.com. Join Toronto as they take on Tampa and Florida down in the Sunshine State, including round-trip flights, four nights accommodations, and tickets to both games in late February. And to enter, you follow us on Instagram at TSN 1050 and at BookSeats.com on Instagram. Go to TSN1050.ca for all the details. BookSeats.com, custom flight, hotel, and ticket packages to events around the world, simplifying the way fans travel. The Clippers and the Raptors are out. You know, pregame shoot-around, they're ready to go. The fans, I'm sure, are in their seats at this point. We'll find out what's going to happen in terms of the ring presentation, if anything else is going to take place tonight. And tomorrow night, we got a Leaf game in Calgary.
Yeah,
and last night, I'm not sure how you replicate that level of entertainment value, but Calgary might be able to get there too. You know, they're a fun team.
They are
6-0 under a new coach.
It's working for them. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I'm wondering if Hutchinson's going to get one of those games out there, because I thought I read Keefe said
he did say last week
we're going to take a start away from him to catch up to his sports science schedule.
After he played
like
the back-to-back, Keith came out and said, one of these games, he's not going to play.
Out west, and I thought that's what Kristen had reported.
Right.
So, I mean, it's
easy
Calgary
to say
or
that.
Edmonton.
It's easy to say that. Right now, I think I'd go Edmonton because Calgary's playing better.
Yeah.
I think I'd wait and hope you get a win tomorrow. Then you're 3-0 and it's house money.
Yeah, what the
you know
hell,
what I
the
mean?
Question is, what the hell are they going to do if they throw him in here and he gives up a 5 spot again?
Why would we expect anything less?
Here's the thing.
No kidding.
Why would we expect anything different than that?
And go out and score 6 that night. You got to get a win from your backup, regardless. Jerry Sparks got wins last year because they outscored the issue. Like, it happens.
Well, whatever it is, do whatever it takes.
You got to find a way. And have the goalie play well too. Like
that's the idea.
No, I know, but it's not like he's me putting the pads on after 20 years of retirement. Like the guy can play. They just have to play better for him, and he's got to make some saves at the right time. Like, you know, it's not rocket science. You see backups. Cam Talbot won last night, you know?
Yeah. He's
happens
playing
all
pretty
the time.
Well. He's
Caden
played fine.
Primo's playing tonight for the Montreal Canadiens. Second start.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win games, or you're not going to be in the league.
Absolutely. And if he can't do it, or you don't believe he can, you have to make a move.
Exactly.
Like, it's the only priority for the franchise right now.
You don't think, like,
you have to make a trade.
Toronto Maple Leafs have to get more depth in net. Colorado Avalanche need that too. That Francais, Grubauer and Francais are not leading them to a Stanley Cup. They need more depth there too. So it's not just the Toronto Maple Leafs. There's other teams in the league. There may be some musical chairs before the deadline.
I could see that. I mean, there are a couple of teams that you know are going to be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Ryan Miller in Anaheim. If Anaheim's done, is he available? He's not a starter for you, but he's a backup.
But he can give you some minutes.
Give you some minutes.
He's a veteran guy.
Ottawa, would they be able to unload somebody? I don't know. He's got
hurt. Yeah, he's hurt. That's the problem. But he's supposed to be back in a week. So.
Yeah. I mean, go down the list. There's going to be some teams.
You can go through teams.
Detroit.
Exactly.
Does Jimmy Howard become
available? Well, they picked up Eric Comrie in a trade, so Jimmy Howard and or Johnny Burns will be available.
Bring Johnny Burns back to Toronto.
I'm fine with that.
How about that move?
Well, we can't afford him right now.
Yeah.
I think they could eat some money.
They could eat money.
True.
Detroit's got cap room, and if you pay the right price,
correct,
they'll eat money for you.
Yep.
That's the movement. Courtesy of Overdrive. Bring Johnny Burns back to Toronto. That's a return. We're celebrating.
There you go.
He was a great defenseman. I loved watching him play.
He was always an inspiration.
You've been strong today considering that you know, a death's door.
The Elmer Fudd.
Death's door.
The Elmer Fudd.
I'll tell you what, I'm not even kidding you guys. Outside chance I'm not here tomorrow.
Oh, stop. You're getting better now.
I feel awful.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. The Elmer Fudd, it's on the line. Raptors Clippers up next. Enjoy that. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.
Scarborough Nissan is one of the largest volume Nissan dealers in the GTA. And they'd like to thank their customers for the continued support during the construction on Eglinton. Come on in. They're open.
The Nissan Clearout sales event is on now. Lease the 2019 Qashqai S for zero down from $279 a month at 3.6% APR for 64 months. Includes $300 bonus cash.
Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. Visit them on Eglinton Avenue East at Warden Ave. Visit ScarboroughNissan.com.
You've been listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3.
Powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. The Nissan Clearout sales event is on. Lease the 2019 Qashqai S for zero down from $279 a month at 3.6% APR for 64 months. Scarborough Nissan. Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.